What do cinnamon rolls and this election have in common?
I guess they're kind of both sticky and messy.
Wow. Sticky. That's sticky. It's crazy.
Ooh, anxious. Because I'm anxious to get them and I'm anxious to see the results.
There was a 2-hour wait for Knowsberry Farm's beloved cinnamon rolls on Election Day morning. Some of the people in line came after waiting in another line at their voting precinct. Clint Harris expected long lines at the polls, but said he walked right in and out of West Homestead Elementary when he went to vote at 7:30 a.m. So he figured he'd have enough time to grab cinnamon rolls before heading into work.
I'd be there on time. I just called my boss, told him I got some cinnamon rolls for him. He's like, yeah, don't worry about it, come.
A group of girls in the line had the day off because their school, John A. Ferguson High, is a voting site. The girls spent a good chunk of their 2-hour wait talking about the many issues of this election.
We get in arguments all the time about politics, so yeah.
We're probably going to get home and fight about
this. Yeah, we're going to be talking about this later for sure.
Even though none of them are old enough to vote.
The fact that we don't have as much of a say is kind of ridiculous because everybody's future is going to be in our hands eventually because we're the children of right now. The president for the next 4 years, we're going to be the ones that have to deal with whatever they do to us.
Lucy Rump waited the line with her 7-year-old daughter, who also accompanied her to the polls earlier in the morning.
What was it like voting, going with mommy to go vote?
Weird.
But both mother and daughter seemed more excited to be in this line.
The cinnamon rolls will help the day pass on. It will give us something sweet to this day and just give us something to smile about.
And it smells good.
It really does. I'm Lisanne Ramos in Miami.